What better to go with those low-carb chips and, yes, low-carb beer than football? The New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. And tonight, after the Philadelphia Eagles meet the Carolina Panthers, we'll find out who the Patriots will be playing. NPR's Tom Goldman has been following the games. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian.
So tell us about that game up in Foxborough. New England, I guess, was kind of a favorite going in, and they didn't disappoint.
Yes, kind of a favorite. It was their great defense against the great Indianapolis Colt offense. And sure enough, after about 3 hours of football, there was great offense and defense, but largely it was played by the same team. The New England Patriots dominated this game, even though it's not a whopping discrepancy in the final score. But they dominated, and their defense was great, as it usually is. Interestingly, it was their offense that set the tone right from the beginning. The first drive of the game, first time New England had the ball, they drove 65 yards, 13 plays. They just looked dominant, and Tom Brady, the New England quarterback, looked as good as Peyton Manning had looked in the weeks before that. So, and then the defense kind of fed off that offensive aggressiveness, and it was a complete effort, complete team effort by the New England Patriots.
I think maybe the photograph of this game might be Peyton Manning walking around with his shoulder pads coming out of his uniform jersey. He seemed to be in that position a couple of times today.
Yeah, that's a great image. Or his head down, or him muttering, you know, choose any of those. He had been just scintillating the previous 2 weeks, thrown 8 touchdown passes, no interceptions. This game alone, he threw 4 interceptions. 3 of them were picked off by New England defensive back Ty Law. Peyton Manning just couldn't control this game the way he had done in the previous 2 playoff games. He couldn't orchestrate it the way he had.
Now, turning to the NFC game, Carolina and Philadelphia, they seem pretty well matched going into the game.
Yeah, there's no big, as we've been talking about, it was Indianapolis's offense versus New England's defense going in. In this game, you're right. These are two basically evenly matched teams. They both got, particularly Carolina has a very strong defense. The Philadelphia run defense hasn't been that good. But they're both scrappy. They both find ways to win. And for people who look for superstars in their matchups, they don't like that kind of description, you know, because these teams can kind of slog through a game and then at the end find a surprising way to win, and they usually do. So it's going to be a very hard game to predict because they are evenly matched, and they have enough good personnel. Kind of the star players are good enough to come up with something big at the end.
The one star player, I guess, that recognizable star on either team is the Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. And he's going to have some pressure on his shoulders, not just because he's expected to take this team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is this pressure because Philadelphia has been in the NFC Championship game the past 2 years. Donovan McNabb has not led them into the Super Bowl, so everyone's saying, well, either third time's a charm or he better do it this third time. Beyond that, there is this strange kind of interlude that happened this season between Donovan McNabb and, of all people, Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host. Most players get inspiration when opponents say insulting things, and it's called bulletin board material. This year, Donovan McNabb has gotten his bulletin board material from Rush Limbaugh, who earlier in the year had said that McNabb was overrated and he just gets the publicity he does because the media want a black quarterback to succeed. Limbaugh was wrong. McNabb's a very good quarterback, and there have been lots of successful black quarterbacks, and he was fired from ESPN. And many believe that a nice bookend to this whole thing would be if Donovan McNabb would, in fact, win this championship game for the Eagles, get them into the Super Bowl, and maybe even win the Super Bowl.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Thanks for watching those games, Tom.
You're welcome, Brian.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor.